Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great time. Hope you are too. I don't know how you couldn't have a good time on listening to this show. I mean, that's automatic. It ought to be. And my website is, which is another place you can go and have a good time, especially if you're a small business owner or want to be. And that's www.jbsba.com. Or if you remember my name, you can type that in, jimblasingame.com, one S, no H's. And or if you like to type, and those of you who are off your meds probably do, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Either one of those places will get you to a little bit of small business nirvana, and check it out. And you can also find out more about our guest this half hour, Mr. Stephen Gaffney, who's the author of Just Be Honest. He's like a little conscience. You know the little conscience that sits up on your shoulder and makes you do the right thing? That's Stephen. He's going to be here. And he does it in a way that's not doesn't irritate you. That's what I like about him. Stephen Gaffney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
How do you like being the little conscience that sits up on our shoulder there?
Well, I try to do, but most importantly is when people are more honest, their lives just go a lot better.
Yeah, you don't have to keep up with as many things, do you?
You don't have to keep track of what you said to other people.
Right.
Confront situations, resolve it. I mean, how many times do you see somebody just avoid an issue? Or maybe they'll call you up, Jim, and they'll say, "You know, Jim, what do you think about this? The person told me this. What do you think?" And in the back of your mind, they're thinking, why don't you go talk to them? Why don't you just go ask them?
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing, Stephen, that may put to the challenge this thing about being honest is are the holidays.
Absolutely.
You know, the friends are choose, family we're stuck with.
Yes.
And we have in-laws, we have outlaws that we have to spend time with during the holidays. And is this a time when being honest could get you in trouble?
You know, actually, I think this is a great opportunity for people. People that use this, sometimes this lives for people as a very stressful time. I think this is a very opportunistic time. In other words, you could seize the moment with people that you've had some issues with and actually go out and resolve the issue. Why not go talk to the person? Why not build from this and say, you know, this is a good time of, like, burying the hatchet and forgiveness. Let's kind of move forward and enjoy each other's company.
Is this the year I tell Aunt Minnie I really don't like her casserole?
You know, often, Jim, when people tell me, you know, if I tell somebody they don't look good, they're going to get very upset. And my comeback to that is, how often do you tell them that they do actually look good? In other words, people can often hear some negative stuff or some confrontational stuff, as long as you also balance that with some really good positive stuff and sincere stuff.
Are you saying that we can find something good about everybody?
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
You haven't met all my in-laws.
Well, you know what? Here's an easy thing to kind of reframe the situation. Somebody who's negative, you can look at that as I got to go talk to them and they're negative. Why not bring up a subject or maybe a business plan and they'll poke holes in it, and actually that could serve you really well. You know,
what I like to do, Stephen, is walk up and just be absolutely just, you know, just a bundle of energy and for, you know, people like that, and just say, "Hi, George, how the heck are you?" You know, and you look great. You've been working out? that always throws them off their beam a little bit.
Yeah, beginning on a positive note can make a huge difference.
And of course, notice that it was positive. It might not have been true, though. It might not have been honest.
Yeah, and that's where we get a little bit in trouble, because here's the thing. If we pay somebody a lot of compliments but we don't mean it, I hate to tell everybody this, but the other person knows it.
Yeah.
Can't you tell when somebody's being insincere? You know, we all have those people in our life who are always positive, everything's great, and you look great, and everything's wonderful, and you're like, yeah, I don't believe a thing they're saying.
Yeah.
Sincerity is the key. If you can't, beyond that, you can't build a relationship, any kind of relationship, a business relationship, unless there's sincerity on the foundation.
Right, right. Well, what about, how do we deal with some of these holiday situations, some of these get-togethers? Give us some other ideas on how we can just be honest.
Well, I'll tell you, the most important thing that people can do during this time of year is to actually look at themselves and really look at and remind ourselves that attitude has to do with us, not about other people. You can't choose the stimulus, but you can always choose your response. You're sitting in traffic, you're shopping, and you're saying, this situation is irritating me. No, this situation isn't irritating you. You're allowing this situation to irritate you. Then you can ask yourself a very important question. What am I willing to do about it? And you can let it go, or you can take action and do something about it.
You know,
and even you know, Jim, even that, sitting in traffic, you know, during
hard
the time of year, I don't know if you know down in your area, but things get crazy with traffic. But it's how you sit in traffic, whether you're going to let this bother you or not.
You know, that's a tough one for me because I do, my blood pressure does get up a little bit when people do stupid things in front of me, and not that I, and of course I never do stupid things in front of anybody else, but. but you know, I do notice that there are times as I've gotten a little bit older when I've said, you know, I'm not in a particular hurry right now. I've got plenty of time to get where I'm going. Why don't I just kind of turn the radio up and just enjoy the time here?
Absolutely.
And the people who know me would say, huh? They wouldn't believe that I actually did that. But I do sometimes.
Well, here's the thing about it, using traffic as an easy example. Somebody cuts you off, and then you're sitting in your car and you're fuming. We all know that person's going home. They're not even thinking about us. You know, a lot of times people at work or you get a bad call or you're trying to work on a deal and somebody snaps at you, they're moving on. And if you let that stay within yourself, if you take this out on other people or if you let that ruin your day, it's you who's allowing it to ruin your day.
But how does that impact
that? You can do something.
How does that impact our honesty, though?
Well, that impacts our honesty because of the way we deliver the communication. Give a good example. If you're working with somebody or you have somebody in your life and it lives for you like they're doing something to me, how dare them, then when we approach the subject, we're going to fill the air and come at it with an attitude of blame and judgment. But if we really take on that this person hasn't done anything to us, we've allowed this situation to go on, then when we approach it, we'll be a lot better. It's our mindset that has everything to do with how we deliver the communication.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And one of the things I want to do, we're going to go to a break in just a couple of seconds here. Stephen, what I want to do when we come back, would you help us get tuned up for 2005? Would you help us kind of focus on you might even have a resolution or two stuck back there somewhere that you could help us with to kind of help us get tuned up. We're going to look beyond the holidays just a little bit and think of some things that we can do to help us with our honest communication for 2005. See if we can't get off on the right foot in the new year. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Stephen Gaffney. He's the author of Just Be Honest.
Well, he's a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write. So.
Back at 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Van Halen wheeling away there in the background. Stephen Gaffney's on guitar. That's you on the guitar, right, Stephen?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing.
you took it right out of Eddie Van Halen's hands, didn't you? Hey, Stephen, give us your website, please.
It's actually very easy. Just the name. It's the same name of the book. JustBeHonest.com, JustBeHonest.com, and they can actually sign up for some free tips that'll come to them twice every month. JustBeHonest.com.
All right, and I encourage you to do that, folks. And of course, that's an opt-in. That's an opt-in list. You got to sign up for it if you want it. He doesn't spam anybody. If he did, we wouldn't have him back on the show. Stephen, can we peer over into 2005 and imagine some of the transactions that we're going to have that year and think about how. Just being honest, and of course, you're not. When you say just be honest, you're not presuming that anybody in the audience or I would not be truthful. It's not about being truthful. It's honesty is a pretty broad brush term. I think the way you use it, and I agree with you. And it's a way of making communication work for you in a productive way. That's really what you're talking about, isn't it? And I want you to let's peer over to 2005 and help us out with that.
Okay, we can actually, do you want to touch on this honesty, which you just brought up, or do you want to just move on to 2005?
No, let's talk, let's do both. We can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Well, first, to just talk about honesty for a moment, and to kind of reframe honesty. First of all, there's a study done about 12 years ago out of a book called The Day America Told the Truth. They found out 91% of people lie regularly. I actually think the other 9% in the survey lied. And what I say to people is,
why didn't I see that coming?
Well, here's the thing. We all lie. We all lie. We say they're white lies or we withheld information. And the reason why we do that stuff isn't because we're morally flawed or we're trying to be evil. I mean, there's some people like that, but for the most part, it's fear. So here's the thing that I just, if you want people to be more honest with you, your employees or whoever, or your relatives, if you create a safe environment, they're more likely to just tell us the truth, which actually helps us in business, because then our customers, if they feel safe, they can say, you know what, that wasn't the best service. And then if they tell us, we can do something about it. So really creating a culture around us where people feel safe is the number one thing we can do.
Well, you know, isn't honesty, honest communication, isn't it all about reliability? Isn't it about when I say something, you know you can count on it? I mean, it's not that you think, and you, as you know, there are people who wouldn't think about lying to you, but yeah, they do it all the time in their inability to perform.
Absolutely. You just touched on what I think is the most important thing as a manager or executive or any kind of leader is keeping your word. Doing what you say you're going to do, because employees and other people in our life, we look at it. But you know, it even affects our personal time, even in everyday life. For example, a friend of mine was always telling his wife how he was going to be home by 6:30, and he wasn't. And so he said, you know, he kept saying, I'm going to do this. And I said to him, why don't you do this? Every time you don't make it home by 6:30, your wife gets to choose whatever place she wants to go and out for dinner. Any.
That's the old stick and carrot approach, huh?
Well, you know what it does is it actually calls somebody on the carpet. I can give everybody a tip of what you can do. If you have somebody in your life who makes a lot of promises and they don't keep, just say this. Are you willing to give me $100 if you don't keep that promise? And when they say $100, I'm not willing to do that. See, isn't that interesting? You'd only have to do that if you didn't keep your promise.
Right.
So here's my question. Are you going to do it?
So why isn't this a good, wouldn't this be a good resolution for 2005?
Absolutely. Keeping your word, and what I often say is to add on, is when we make mistakes, because we all do, is to clean it up. In other words, just say, I just won't mention it. No, the other person knows it. Just be upfront with it. We all make mistakes. The key in life is what do we do about those mistakes?
Well, the other thing, that's exactly right. No, there's no question. One of my mentors told me a long time ago, the true test of your character is not whether you make a mistake, it's how you deal with the things that you mess up. But the thing is that some people might be saying, well, you know, I always try to keep my promises. But the truth is, what I think we need to do for 2005 is just ask ourselves, okay, how often do I keep those promises? How often do I let people down? And so in 2005, I'm going to do the things that lead to me not letting people down as much, at least, and you know, it could be just be not that my performance is bad. Maybe I'm over-promising.
Absolutely. What do they say? The key to customer service is under-promise and over-deliver.
Right.
Jim, I can't tell you how many organizations I've seen and businesses and people just get themselves in trouble by over-promising. And they say, but they want my customer or this person or my boss or my coworkers, they want all this. Well, yes, but you get a key to life is manage expectations. Otherwise, you don't get the rewards of fulfilling and accomplishing your goals.
Right. Absolutely. I'm glad you're helping me with this, because we all need to focus on this and the under promise and over deliver. That's the key. I think that's one of the keys to success. And not only will it help you with your honest communication, Stephen, as you know, as you talk about all the time, and as we've learned from you, it also helps you to be much more effective and productive as someone in the marketplace.
Absolutely.
Give us your website one last time.
JustBeHonest.com.
That's Stephen Gaffney. That's also the name of his book. We can get your book at your website or at Amazon,
yes,
or any other bookstore, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Stephen. Good job today. See you next time. Stephen Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too in just a couple of minutes. right back with our good friend Eva Rosenberg.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.